always effective.
To me, one of the greatest expressions of childlike wonderment is the song I'd like you all to sing with me right now. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Now would you all hum it, please? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. You all are very sweet souls, and I thank you.
In the rain, out in the open on July night.
That was a wonderful experience.
A man reveals himself.
Wonderful.
Ed McCurdy.
I have a great, what's this new term they use a lot? No, empathy for this song, because I'm really trying to get back to being as childlike and as uncomplicated as I can. Pretty difficult because we are so corrupted. And I'd like a world where people can say to each other, I love you, and look at the stars and be filled with wonderment. I rather feel a little nervous about mechanical devices being flung among them. I guess this is part of man's nature that he tries to find out, but as Walt Kelly says, bless his heart, of Pogo, that talking about the geophysical year, he said, let's have a year in the study of outer space, he said, let's have a year dedicated to man in the study of inner space.
Ed, I can't think of a better manner in which to bring our conversation to a close here, but you know that I feel I'd like to see you again very much when you come through town.
I'll be back.
And hand me down my walking cane, seemed so long ago, so long before Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and yet it adds up to just what you said.
It's all part
the
of
man.
It.
The man. Ed McCurdy, the artist, the man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Studs.